Hello.
Hi, this is Ariana returning to call back from customer support. How may I assist you today?
Pardon?
Yes, ma'am. This is Ariana returning to call back from customer support. How may I assist you today?
Oh, okay. This is Linda Younger, and I'm wondering, I seen there was $67 taken out of my checkbook,
Yes,
and I
ma'am.
want to know what that's for.
You can provide me with a zip code. I can better assist you by locating an account.
My address and zip code is 28242 Wildwood Lane, Danbury, Wisconsin, 54830.
Yes, ma'am, and give me one more second with the address, ma'am, because I'm gonna have to verify it again when their account come up. However, the zip code you did say was 54830,
Yes.
and you say your name was y Linda.
Linda Younger.
Yes, ma'am, and you can you verify that address one more time? I'm sorry.
28242 Wildwood Lane, Danbury, Wisconsin, 54830.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second to look into your account, okay? Hey, I'm sorry, ma'am. Is it possible you say you're calling in about what charges today?
$67.32. It says exclusive gadget something.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second to look into that. Yes, ma'am. I do see here where you entered the sweepstakes, where you paid the shipping and handling price of $574 to get the kitchen piece. It just—I don't know which kitchen piece you probably got, ma'am. It could have been pots or pans, it could have been a blender, or it could have been a mixer. However, with that is in the terms and conditions, wherever you seen the advertisement for, whether it was a survey online on Facebook, they do provide you in a fine print of the terms and conditions where they expect the customers to read, which states that they're going to bill you within 2 to 5 days to re-enter you into the sweepstakes entry, increasing your chances of winning by 50% chance.
So why did they take out $67.32?
Yes, ma'am, because they re-enter you into the drawing for the kitchen piece.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am, are you there?
Oh, fuck.
Ma'am, are you
I
there?
lost her.
Ma'am, I'm here. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am, can you hear me?
10 to 1, she blinked out.
Ma'am, are you there? Baby, she ain't never right here. Hello, ma'am, are
Hey,
you there?
okay, I'm here. I'm here.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. So what was the 6732 for?
Yes, ma'am, the 6732 was in the terms and conditions where they're gonna bill you 2 to 7 days within that time frame to re-enter you into the sweepstakes entry, increasing your chances by 50% of winning the product that you first entered.
Okay, you want to take me off of that?
Sure, ma'am. Give me one second while I cancel you out, okay?
Yes. Will I get my $67 back?
Unfortunately, ma'am, it is stated in the terms and conditions that legally say that you was agreeing to that.
Okay, but it's all canceled now, so there won't be any more money taken out of my checkbook.
Correct.
Okay.
Give me one second.
That'll teach me.
Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation code, ma'am.
Yes.
It's going to be C as in canceled.
Okay, it's been
262.
canceled.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
Oh.
providing you with the code.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in canceled. 262 737 0-8-8. And you're more than welcome to repeat that back, ma'am, if you feel the need to.
262-737-088.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day and enjoy.
You too. Bye-bye.